Olympic 2000 review.
It's the water that defines Sydney. It's a playground, a front yard, and a highway upon which thousands of Sydneysiders, as the locals are called, get to and from work. Countless ocean and harbor beaches help fuel the unique Sydney spirit. The harbor's most recognizable feature is its dramatic opera house. Completed in 1963, it looks like billowing sails to some, although the architect had orange sections in mind. While Australia is almost as big as the continental U.S., with only 18 million people, it has just about 1/15 the population. Sydney's 4 million residents make it Australia's largest city by far. It's also the capital of New South Wales, one of Australia's 8 states and territories.
We can cross over now to Stadium Australia and pick up the opening ceremony, which I gather has just begun. 4 hours of entertainment awaiting us as we pick it up, and the crowd there, 110,000, watching the stock riders come in. Apparently 120 men and horses, and I'm keeping a close lookout for Paul Hogan, who's supposed to be one of them.
We have had word that Paul might be one of these riders. Interesting, the stadium holding 110,000 is the largest ever Olympic stadium. Los Angeles held 101 and Moscow held 100,000, but this one's the biggest.
And I think we're going to get dizzy with all the facts and figures and whatever. Apparently that cloth that's gone over the stadium, because there's a playing surface under there, the largest single cloth of its kind ever designed. Actually, I'm not going to go crazy on numbers and facts and figures, so we'll get dizzy and you'll probably get bored at home. But the horsemen came out, shouting out, good day, good day, and here we are, we get it in the flag, good day.
And that flag is a painting by Ken Doan, a very famous Australian artist who's had quite a bit to do with the Olympics. Republic of China, 276 representatives.
The basketball star carrying the flag. Liu Yaojin.
And of course, medal chances spread right through the program from disciplines like taekwondo, table tennis, badminton. And of course the diving, I'm sure they'll be very competitive in the diving events.
If I was going to put money on a gold medal winner, I would put it on Gurfei Gujun in the women's badminton. I reckon that's just about the 100% cast iron medal tip.
Shooting gold medals was decided yesterday, and competition continued today with a women's 10-metre air pistol final. Shooters are often considered a breed apart from other athletes. They boast some of the sport's most eccentric characters, like Sweden's legendary Oscar Schwan, who won the last of six Olympic medals back in 1920 at the grand age of 72. 4 years ago in Atlanta, it was Russia, gold and silver in the women's air pistol. The Sydney Games, though, was to bring three different nations to the medal dais. The gold medal was won by China's Luna Tao, shooting consistently throughout the 10-shot final.
We're close to commencing the final rotation. First subdivision for the women's qualifying. From above the floor.
The silver medal went to Yugoslavia's Jasna Sakaric and bronze to Australia's Anne-Marie Porter. For Tao, it was one better than her runner-up performance at last year's World Championships.
Fuming Shao picked up a record-equalling fourth Olympic diving title in dramatic fashion on her final two dives. Fu, who came out of retirement last year, achieved a total of 609.42 points to beat compatriot Guo Jingjing into second place. Dorte Linder of Germany was a distant third. Mainland athletes also dominated in the diving pool. Springboard champion Xiong Ni teamed up with Xiao Hei Ling to take the men's synchronized springboard title. They led from the first round and built up a gap of more than 35 points over the second place Russian pair of Dmitry Sotin and Alexander Dobroskok over five dives. Xiong and Xiao's win came hot on the heels of compatriots Li Na and Sang Shu, who got China's gold medal winning spree off to a good start in the women's event. The World Cup champion scored an equally convincing victory, finishing more than 30 points ahead of Canada's silver medal winning pair of Anne Montminy and Emily Haymans. China scored a triple success before lunch at the Sydney Olympics. Particularly sweet was a controversial victory in the women's 20-kilometre walk. It was the first time the 20-kilometre walk had been contested by women at an Olympics, replacing the 10-kilometre event from previous games. It gave Wang Liping a chance to answer critics who claimed Chinese athletes would lag behind in endurance events at the Sydney Olympics. However, she needed a bit of luck in winning the event. It came at the expense of Jane Saville, who suffered a cruel end to her challenge. The Australian was leading on the approach to the stadium when she was disqualified from the event after a third warning for running. That allowed Wang, the 24-year-old daughter of a factory worker in Shenyang, to stride unchallenged to the line and claim gold in 1 hour, 29 minutes and 5 seconds. Norway's Kirsty Platzer was second and Maria Vasco of Spain third.